Have a wonderful day. No celebrations for those involved with the fight for a container terminal here in Newcastle. We've mentioned on a number of occasions that the ACCC's case was knocked on the head by the federal court a few weeks ago. Justice Jago's decision was made public, but the result, but not the actual 463-page decision. That was made public yesterday. Lawyers were given time to have a look at it from both sides to see what might be in commercial in confidence and need to be redacted. Look, I've only skimmed it, and it doesn't seem that a great deal has been redacted. New South Wales ports are pretty happy. They've released a statement. Their chief executive, Marika Kalfas, said the outcome was, quote, an emphatic win for the state of New South Wales and New South Wales ports. In her judgment, Justice Jane Jago noted that the prospect of the Port of Newcastle developing a container terminal in the reasonably foreseeable future, while Port Botany has capacity, is, quote, fanciful, far-fetched, infinitesimal, or trivial. Pretty damning. Somebody who obviously doesn't agree that the idea of a container terminal here is fanciful is the member for Newcastle, Tim Crackenthorpe, who's on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
Yeah, good morning, Richard and Shanna.
Well, I dare say you've been reading 463 page and you've devoured it all, but obviously disappointed with the decision that was made public yesterday, Tim.
Yeah, look, disappointed, and I certainly don't agree with the CEO of New South Wales Ports, nor does the Prime Minister or the New South Wales National Party or the Federal National Party or the people of Newcastle and the Hunter. And it's simply not over. We've written to the ACCC urging an appeal, and this is just the beginning.
Sorry, Tim, do you see this judgment as a huge hurdle for the Port of Newcastle to now be able to develop a container terminal to compete with Port Botany and Port Kembla on a level playing field?
Certainly on a level playing field. I mean, the judge indicated it's unlikely or unviable as to whether the compensation provisions in the contract would even have any effect. Now, if that's the case, then why are they in the contract at all? So, look, it's a very... I'm urging the ACCC to appeal. I think it's a judgment that leaves a lot to be desired. Certainly, the state government's immune from these competition laws, the judge says.
Yes.
And the judge also says it's uneconomic and unviable, even without the penalty. But if that's the case... then why do we have the penalty in there? And in fact, the port has $1.8 billion ready to go. So that's not the case. Why don't we let the market decide?
That's the interesting aspect. I think the judge said basically that it's not viable, therefore investors aren't going to be putting money into it. But in fact, as you said, they're there ready, waiting to go.
Absolutely, ready to go. And this is a pro-business government that says we should let the private investors and the market decide how these things play out. Yet, here they are putting an anti-competitive restriction on it to try and stop it. It doesn't make sense. I mean, I think there's a very strong case to appeal it personally, and I certainly hope that the ACCC does. And we haven't seen the end of this by any means. I mean, the Prime Minister's very keen on this, as I said before. So is the National Party in New South Wales and federally. And so are we. So the only people standing in the way of this is the Premier, who's signed off on it, really. I mean, I've had a whole room full of Newcastle Liberal Party people in my office saying this is absolutely ludicrous.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, a major setback, Tim, not only for our region but for the economy in New South Wales as well, and a number of your other fellow MPs are on the same side as you in regards to this issue here, Tim. But what would your message be right now today to the New South Wales Liberal government?
Well, right now we've got Sydney in lockdown. We've got several states locked down and major capital cities. Newcastle and the Hunter is the powerhouse of New South Wales, and it's so evident now when they're locked down, we're keeping things going. And we could make things go a lot better and a lot easier for a whole lot of people from here to the border if they had cheaper access to exporting goods out of our port. And, you know, that's a no-brainer. And it's incredible that this government would stand in front of it and put a handbrake on our economy and a straitjacket on developing this terminal in Newcastle. It's anti-competitive and anti-hunter jobs.
Yeah, look, and I must admit, when this first came to light, I think everybody looked at it and thought this is anti-competitive, hence the ACCC decided to take up the case. You're hoping they do appeal. I believe they've got until next Tuesday to make a decision about whether or not they will appeal. Is that right?
I believe so. I certainly hope they have a good look at it. I mean, yeah, but the first thing was the government's immune from competition law.
Yes,
I mean, there you go. So it kind of kills the case pretty quickly because, you know, the party to the case or the second line party can't even be prosecuted. So there's no case to answer. It's ludicrous.
Yeah.
Well, good on you, Tim. Continue the good fight, as you always
do. I'll keep fighting it. I've been fighting it for 7 years. I'm not about to give up now.
Yeah, it's interesting because the decision also finds the New South Wales, as you said, immune to competition law, and therefore also New South Wales ports has what they call derivative immunity. And although the ACCC said it was concentrating on the legality, there was just a little bit that I wanted to... The decision quoted the ACCC as saying a private trading corporation that engaged in such contact would be caught by the Competition and Consumer Act, so should the Crown. So they're saying, look, if the government was in fact a private business, there's no way they'd get away with this.
Absolutely, and that's the thing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, we kind of fell over the first hurdle there, unfortunately, through a technicality.
Yep.
The second issue of being uneconomic and unviable, even without the penalty, is ludicrous.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'd like to see that play out as well.
Maintain the rage, Tim, and thanks for your
Tim.
Time this morning.
Certainly will. I'm cranky.
Cranky Tim.
Cranky Crackers. Tim Krakenthorpe, State Labor Member for Newcastle on 2HD.